Dafa Gimel, today's learning is sponsored anonymously. Leil Nishmas Bab Sendrichu Ruven Shlomo Ben Yisrael Yaakov Halevi. So we got to the last few lines of Beis and Beis. The Gemara now quotes just another statement. The Gemara says Amar Rav Yibri Rav Yisem Rav Yichia Bar Abba Mantzapach Tzofen Amram. The Mantzapach letters, these are letters that appear differently when they are in the middle of the word or at the beginning of the word versus when it appears at the end of the word. They call it end of mem, end of nun, end of tzadi, or mem sofit, or nun sofit. So either way, these are letters that change the way it's written depending on where it's written, where it's in the beginning of the letter again or the end of the word. So the Gemara says, man tzbach tofim amram, that the tofim and the ones, the nevim, the ones who are mechadish these letters. Now, question before you go ahead. Tos asks a question. The man tzbach letters are presented in a different order, not the order they appear in the Aleph Beis. In other words, the chaf, which is at the end, should really begin in the beginning. It should be chaman tzbach or something, chaman tzbach, whatever you pronounce it. The chaf shouldn't be at the end, it should be at the beginning. So the Tos is right that because the way they put this, man tzbach somehow is a reference to tofim, the fact that the tzadi precedes the pay. That is also out of order. That's an indication of remish to the tzofim. Tzofim means the vision, those who have to anticipate. The nevim, somehow that's a remish to those letters. I would have put things a little bit differently, but somehow that's out of order to be meramis to the tzofim who said this. The Gemara now says, v'tizvira, does this really make sense that the nevim are the ones who mechadish these letters? Vaksiv, the pasuk says, eloha mitzvos. These are the mitzvos, which means that these mitzvos and no more. In other words, she'ein navi rashai lechadish davar miata. After the Torah was given, no one's allowed to add any rules, any halachas, anything. So how are they able to go ahead and add some letters on? Moreover, Hamar Rav Chista Mem v'Samach Shebeluchos, the Mem and Samach that appeared in the Luchos b'Neis Hayu'omdim, they were standing in an ace. The reason why they were in an ace because it was chiseled out from both directions. And if you have a picture, it's easy to see. If not, the Samach and Mem make a full circle. It's chiseled out from one end to the other end, which means the center, that the center Luchos was floating in midair. So we see that they didn't mechadish, we're not mechadish these letters that appear at the end of the word. They always existed from the times of the Luchos. Otherwise, this wouldn't be a din. So since they were neis hayu'omdim, it must be from the times of the Luchos. We already had the Samech and the Mem. So Gemara says, in, you're right. Mehava have, lohava yavde, hei be'em seteva, hei besof teva. You're right. They had the Mantzbach letters, they had the Mem, the Mem appears in the beginning of a word, the Mem that appeared at the end of the word, all that existed. But they didn't know where to place which letters, so the Nevi'im, the Tzofim, came along and said, this script should appear when it's at the end of the word, and it should use this script when it appears in the beginning or the middle of the word. So Gemara says, still, nonetheless, V'asu Tzofim V'Tekinu Apsuchim Be'emsa Teva U'Stumim B'Sof Teva. So that's what the Tzofim accomplished. And again, they said the open Mem, the open letters appear in the middle, and the closed letter, the end of Mem, and the other letters appear at the end of the word. So Gemara says, so from the end of the day, Eilo mitzos shein navi asid l'chadish davar miatam. If that was not the rule when the Torah was given, that cannot be a new rule that the tofim can be mechadish. You can't add anything onto the Torah. So Gemara says, Ela shacham v'chazu v'yastam. The truth is, this is all given from the times of the Torah, but they forgot this Mesorah somehow, and they came and reestablished. They didn't create anything new. They just revealed to us what was always the halacha, what was always the din. Now, the Tzuri Evan has a difficulty, as does the Rosh Hashanah and others. How in the world did they forget this? They had the Sefer Torah, they had the Luchos to look inside the Aron. How did they forget this? He doesn't have an answer. There's no good answer, but somehow this Mesorah was forgotten. Some explain because there was different scripts of Ivri versus Ksav Shuris. That may have been part of the challenge, but it's not so clear how they forgot what was going on. So along these same lines, the Gemara says something similar to this, where they forgot something and brought it back. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu of the Isay Mother say Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Targum Sha Torah Unklus Hager Amu. That he said this, Mipi Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Yeshua, Targum Sha Nevim Yonasim Nuzio Amru. They said that in the name of that Targum Yonasan said Nevim. And Amru Mipi Chagai Sakhariyav Malachi, Nizazaya Eretisel Arba Males Parsel Arba Males Parsa. So then, when he revealed the Targum Yonasan of Nevi'im, there was a great earthquake. The earth shook, 400 parsa by 400 parsa. And Yotze Baskel came out and said, "V'amr mi hu zeh shegila sisrai livnei adam? Who's the one who's revealing all my secrets?" So when Yonasan ben Uzziah started revealing the secrets of the Targum of Nevi'im, a big call came out that, "How could you reveal my secrets?" V'amr ani hu shegilisi sarachel livnei adam. Yonasan ben Uzziah stood up and said, "I am the one who's revealing all your secrets. Golav yadul fanecha. It's very clear to you. Shelo lechvod dias hisi. I'm not doing this for my own personal honor and respect. Shelo lechvod beis abba, nor for my family's honor. El lechvodcha. I'm doing this for your honor. Asisi. Shlo yarbu machlokas b'yisrael. So there shouldn't be any machlokas because there are many psukim nevim which are very unclear, very ambiguous, which are contradictory. And I'm just trying to clarify all that so there's no fighting. The old BK Shlagalas Targum Shuksuvim. Then he wanted to reveal and expose the Targum of Ksuvim. And then Yatz Basko came out and said, Vamrlo Dayach, it's enough what you've done to reveal these hidden secrets of the Nevi'im. My time, and why did he cut the line by Ksuvim? Mishum Isbe Kates Mashiach. Because somehow in the Targum of Ksuvim, it's hidden when Mashiach's going to come, and that's not allowed to be shared with anybody. So he had to stop at that point.
It's interesting that the Targum of Torah was done last. I mean, they first did the Targum of Nevi'im.
No, we'll see that Targum Yonason really was not Mechadish. We're about to see right now. He just revealed what was once, always, yeah. What?
Unclus also revealed what was before.
That's what we're saying, right? That's why you said Unclus before, yeah. So Gemara said, but Targum Shatara Unclus Hager Amr? Is it really true? Unclus was the one who's Mechadish? The Targum Shatara Vaha Amr of Ika Bar Abin Amr of Hananel Amr of Mai Dechse. What does it mean in the Pasuk when it says, in Nehemiah, Vayikru Besefer Toras Elokim, Meforash Visom Seichel Vyavinu? What does this mean? The mikra of Aikru b'sefer Taras Elokim is the mikra. They read the psukim. Mefarash is their targum. V'sum seichel eila psukim. They had to divide the psukim. V'yavinu b'mikra eila piske tamim. Had the trap. Amri la others say hamesaros. Different mesaros of kriuksiv maybe. Either way, this was said back in the times in Nehemiah, well before Targum Yonason, before Unclus came around. So this wasn't that Unclus what created this. So Gemara says you're right. Shachram v'chazru v'yastam. So really, this was attributed. Targum goes back to the Kabbalah Satorah. It was forgotten somehow. Unclus came and he reestablished it. He revealed what it was. So he wasn't. He was attributed with it because he brought it back, but he was not the one who was mechadish it. So it's similar to what we said earlier about the Mem and the Mantzabach letters that Shachem v'Chazu v'Yastim. That's the understanding. So Gemara now says further as follows: Ma'ishna de'araisa de'lo nizazeya v'adinaviya azazeya. How come when the Targum Yonason was revealed, the world didn't shake? Rather, the Targum Unclus was revealed in Torah, the world did not shake. When Targum Yonason was revealed in Nevi'im, the world shook. What was the difference? So Gemara says that Deraisa Mifarshe Milsi, and the Torah is very clear. You read the Torah, everything's pretty straightforward. There's nothing that really has to be revealed. Yes, there are hidden secrets, but you could understand Pshat of the Torah without Targum. The Nevi, Ikamil de Mifarshen, Vikamil de Mesamen. In Nevi'im, there are many things that are understandable, but there are also many things that are not understandable. And you need the Targum to explain what's hidden. An example, the Gemara says in Zechariah, "B'yomahu yigdal ha-misbeid Yerushalayim." On that day, the day of Mashiach's arrival, is going to be an incredible eulogy in Yerushalayim. "K'misbeid ha-dad rimon bevikas migidim." Now, this never took place. We don't have such a mesorah of a hesped taking of this person in this area. So there's a there's something unclear going on in the pasuk. So Amar of Yosef, Yosef came along and explained, "Ilmal targumu de haikra." Had we not had the targum Yonason in this pasuk, lo yadana mai kamar, we wouldn't understand this pasuk. So what's a pasuk? What's pshat? But yomahu on that day yaske mispada b'yisham. There's going to be a great test in Yerushalayim. Kimispada da'achav bar amri dekatal yase hadrimon ben tavrimon. Like the yuldri when Achav had killed hadadrimon, and also b'ramos gilad, and also plus including the kimispada Yoshia ben Armon dekatal yase paro. Chagira bebekas Megiddo, and that which the hesped of Yoshia killing Paro in this area. So in other words, the pasuk was saying there's going to be a great eulogy combined the size of these two eulogies that took place in history. That's what's going on. So this is just an example of something that doesn't make sense in the Nevi'im that we need the Targum to explain what's going on. And for that reason, since certain secrets were revealed, the world is shook because of that. Gemara now says in the pasuk of Daniel, "Very easy, Daniel, I saw Levadim, I alone saw Esamara the vision, Vanashim Asher Hayuimi Lo Rao Esamara, but the other individuals who were with me did not see. Aval Charada Gadol Nafla Lam, but they felt something, they trembled for some sense of fear. The Yivruchu Bechabe, they ran in hiding somewhere. So Manin Hu Anashim, who are these Anashim? Amir B'Yirmi Avisema Rabbi Chir Ba'Aba Zechagai Zechari Malachi. These were three Nevim." So Inu Adif Minei, they, these three Nevi'im were greater than Daniel. V'iu Adif Minei, and he was also greater than them. In what respect? Inu Adif Minei, they were greater than him, in that Inu Nevi, V'iu Lo Navi. Daniel was not considered a Navi. But Chagai, Zechariah, and Malachi were considered Nevi'im. So they were greater in that respect, in terms of Nevuah. However, Ihu, Daniel, was Adif Minei, Daniel was better than them, in that the Ihu Chaziv, Inu Lo Chaziv. But he saw this vision, it wasn't Nevuah, but whatever it was, he saw a vision, and they did not see the vision. If the Nevi'im, if Chagat Zechariah Malachi didn't see the vision, so my time Ibaisi, why were they so scared? Why did they run away? Even though they themselves couldn't see anything physically, somehow their mazel, they sensed something. Something internally was reacting to some vision. So Amar Ravina, Ravina says, Shema Mina, this is teaching us, Haiman Demives, a person who's scared, he's fearful of something, even though he doesn't see something, Mazichazi. So if your person's in a situation where he's overcome with fear, but can't figure out why he's scared, it must be his mazel senses something that's scary. So my tekanti, what should a person do if he's overcome with fear, but doesn't know what the fear is coming from? Likre kriyashma, a person should recite kriyashma, and that should protect him. If he's in a place where it's dirty, where he's not allowed to say shema because it's too dirty, linchof meduchte arba gramide, he should step away 4 amos from wherever he's feeling that fear. If he loves, he's not able to, or it's not successful, le mahach, he should say, easy to beit habucha shemena minai. The goat that's in the slaughterhouse, he's much fatter than me. In other words, leave me alone and go chase after something else. And these are the different stages a person should go through if he's going through some type of fear. So now the Gemara goes back to the discussion of Kriyas Megillah. The Hashadam is now that we've said Medina, v'ir, the drasha, we learned the drasha yesterday. So mishpacha, l'mayas. So that same pasuk says, mishpacha, there's a distinction. So what's the drasha we learn from mishpacha and mishpacha? So Amar Rabbi Yossi bar Chanina, lehavi mishpachos, Kuna Ulavia, Shimivalin of Odasan Uban Lishma Mikra Megillah. That we tell that all those who are involved in the Avoda should stop the Avoda in order to listen to the Megillah. Dama Rav Yehuda Marav Kohanim Bavodasam, Levim Meduchanim, Levim standing on the platform when they sing and play the instruments. Vyeshaba Mamadam, we learned Mamadam last Mesechta, they all have to come and Kum Mivalin of Odasan, they all stop their services. Uvan Lishma Mikra Megillah could come here the Mikra Megillah. So take a look. We'll just read the next Bryce and we'll look at Tosas in just a second. Tani Nami Hachi, the Bryce says the same thing. Kohan Bavodasam, Ulavim Beduchanam, Vyisel Bimamadam, Kul Mivatlan of Odasam, Uvan Lishma Mikra Megillah. So Tosas says on the top here that Mivatlan, Kohan Bavodasam, Lishma Mikra Megillah, the Kasha. Am I Mivatlan? Why did Mivato? Valo Acha Kriya Yesha Harbein Shaos Avoda? The Kriyas Megillah doesn't take all day long. It takes 45 minutes, maybe the guy's a little bit longer, an hour. There's still plenty of time to do the avoda. So why does the Gemara say that mevatel avoda entirely? The Tosafot says v'yeshomer dechemen d'mishaheir hayom haveiz man avoda. Normally, the moment the sun rises, that's when the avoda begins. V'heim manichen oso b'shvil kriya. But in Purim, they actually delay the bringing of the karbon to hear the Megillah. Mishim hachi karle bittel. I mean, it's not really bittel; it's really a delay. But we're calling it bittel because it changes the seder hayom of a typical day. So the Gemara that says the Tos rather asks further. Vim tomar v'yasu avodasa miyad v'chakach yikua Megillah levadam. Why don't we delay Megillah? Let's do the seder every single day. Tadir sheno tadir kodem. Why not bring the carbon first and then have Megillah started at 9 a.m. minyan? V'yeshlomar detov likros imat tzibur mishum dahave tve pirsumei nisa. Because doubting b'tzibur is greater and the pirsumei nisa overrides the concept of tadir v'sheno tadir kodem. So another thing to bring out from this Gemara here is we see from this that Megillah is able to be docha avoda. Avoda is a deraisa. So what's the status of the Megillah? So some say, we see from here, must be the status of Divrei Kabbalah, which means the Divrei Torah. It's almost a Divrei Torah. So one Divrei Kabbalah slash Divrei Torah can be docha another Divrei Torah. But there's a question according to the Ran. The Ran assumes actually that it's only Divrei Dirabanan. Kriyas Megillah is only Dirabanan. And the question is, if it's only Dirabanan, how in the world can you have Megillah, which is Dirabanan, docha the Avoda? So seemingly has to do with the Pirsumei Nisa, that even though it's a Dirabanan, Pirsumei Nisa still nonetheless is able to override a Din, which is Deraisa. Gemara now says, around 7 lines up from the bottom here, Mikan Asamchu Shabes Rebbe, from here, Beis Rebbe, Shemivatlan Tamat Torah, they're not only with they Mivatil the Avoda, they also Mivatil Limana Torah for Kriyas Megillah, Uban Lishma Mirka Megillah, Kavachomir Ba'avoda, Ma Avoda Shi Chamura, Mivatlan Tamat Torah, Lekol Shegem. So you're about to see that avoda is somehow more severe than Torah. So if we're mevatel avoda for Megillah, certainly we're mevatel Torah for Mikra Megillah as well. So the interesting question the Beis Ephraim asks: wait a second, isn't Mikra Megillah itself limud Torah? It's a different type of Torah. They're both learning. So mevatel shir to go hear another shir. That's not called a bittul. So Beis Ephraim says you're right. It is limud Torah, but the difference here is I can learn in my house and not waste any time. But to have to schlep to shul, I'm losing all that time of walking. So there are some moments lost of the Limud Torah. But Eina Chanami Kriyas Megillah is actually considered Limud Torah. That's the first answer that Beis Ephraim says. Then Beis Ephraim says another answer. Maybe the truth is really Kriyas Torah is not considered Limud Torah. There's a mitzvah of reading the Kriyas Megillah, but that's not equivalent to Limud HaTorah, to learning the Torah, and therefore it's very different. So there's two very interesting differences. A machlokas, whether Kriyas Megillah is called Limud HaTorah, or it's simply called Kriyas HaTorah, Kriyas Megillah. So now the Gemara says, is it really true that Avoda Chamur Mitalmud Torah? Avoda is greater than Talmud Torah? The pasuk says in Yeshua, when he was in Yericho, he lifted his eyes, he saw, there's a man standing across him, and he bowed down towards him. How could Yeshua bow down to a stranger? You can't greet a stranger at night because maybe it's not really a person. Maybe he's a shade, and you don't greet shades. So shiny halsim damar le kani sar tzvashem. So there he knew he wasn't a shade, because since the individual said, I'm a sar tzvashem, I'm a malach, so he's a malach, he wasn't a shade. The dilma meshakre, maybe he's going to lie, maybe he told you he's a malach, but he's really a shade. Gabir dilmafki shem shemayim levatel. We know that even shadim have a certain certain rules they follow, and one of the rules is they will not say shem Hashem levatel, they won't lie in the name of Hashem. And since this individual, this being, said, Ani sar tvashem, he must be telling the truth, and he was a malach, and for that reason he could greet him. So what was going on? What was the conversation? So Amar Lo, he says to him, Emesh bitaltim tamid shel ben erbaim. Yesterday, you mevatil, the avoda, you didn't bring the carbon tamid. V'achshem now bitaltim tamid Torah, but now you're not learning. So yesterday you made a mistake in the carbon. Today you make a mistake in limud HaTorah. So Amar Lo, Yeshua says to him, Al ezem en basa. And which one are you coming for? Which is primary? Which is more of a problem? Now, I'm going with the now. What's the now mean? So now means today, simple pshat is today, that you were not learning today, I'm going on today. Rashi says is a reference to, rather, Tosas writes a reference to V'ata Ata Kisu Lachemes Hashira Zos. V'ata is a pasuk that referring to Ksira of Limud HaTorah, of learning Limud HaTorah. I'm coming for the Limud HaTorah. Either way, we see from here that Limud HaTorah is more important than Avoda. That was the concern of the Malach, not the Avoda that was lost yesterday. That was a problem too, but the greater problem was the fact they're not learning today. So we see Limud HaTorah is greater than Avoda. So Miyad, immediately, Vayalan Yoshua Balayla, that night he slept, Hahu Besocha Emek, in the depths, and Amr B'Yoch, what does that mean, in the depths? Melamed, going on to Mid-Bays now, Melamed Shalan Bo'omka Shalacha, that he delved into the depths of Halacha. So immediately he responded to the concerns of the Malach. And again, we see that Torah is greater than Avoda. So the Gemara says, Amar Bishma Bar Unya, Gado Tama Torah, Yosem Yaakovas Tamidim, Mishinemar Atavasi. From based on this idea that the Malach was concerned with the Limud HaTorah more so than the Avoda, it's a proof that Limud HaTorah is greater than the Avoda. So the Gemara says earlier, we said that Avoda was greater than Limud HaTorah. So the Gemara answers, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Ha Dirabim, Ha Diyachid. Depends who's learning. If it's a Yachid, then Avoda is greater than a Limud HaTorah of a Yachid. But when it's the Rabbim who are learning, then the Limud HaTorah, the Rabbim is greater. So since Yeshua ben Nun was the Rabbim, Klai, so wasn't learning, that's a Rabbim, that was more of a concern than that, the Avoda. But individuals learning, so then the Avoda is greater than the Yachim. So the Gemara says, is that really true? Udi Yachid Kal? An individual's Limud HaTorah is lighter than that of Avoda? So the Gemara says, Vatan, the Mishnah tells the Masech as Moikatam. Nashim b'moed ba'anos, when it comes to a levaya on Chol HaMoed, so a woman would be ma'anos, which means they would say a type of hesped together in unison. Avolom matapchos, they wouldn't get hit in their hearts. That would be too much avelis in Chol HaMoed. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, im hayu smuchos lamita, the women who are close to the aron, matapchos, they'd even bang on their chest as a form of avelis. Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah b'Purim, these 3 days, ma'anos v'gam metapchos. They would, on Rosh Chodesh, Chanukah b'Purim, which are less, so then they would call out in the hesped somehow, and they also, even those who were far away, would also pound their chest. B'zeh b'zeh, and Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh, and Purim, ainen mekonos. But you wouldn't do konos, which is where one person recites perhaps a pasuk of Tillim, everyone responds, the responsive type of Tillim would not be said on all these days mentioned. If the Talmud Chacham dies, however, then the Chol HaMoed is as if it doesn't exist. In other words, we do a full avelis, that they're doing the ma'anos, and you're doing the metapchos, and you do the mekonos. Everything is done for the respect of a Talmud Chacham. If that's true of Chol HaMoed, certainly it's true of Chanukah and Purim. Now, why is that the case? If we see that of a Talmud Chacham of a Yochid, it is great. We do override certain dinim of avelis. So it's a very serious thing. So if you just look at Rashi for a second, now Rashi doesn't explain anything, I thought Rashi did. Eli Gemara says, Kavod Torah Kamris, Kavod Torah D'Yachad Chamer, Tamat Torah D'Yachad Kal. There's a difference between respect of a Torah versus Limud HaTorah. So the limud Torah of a yachid, that's actually lighter than that of a voda. But the respect we show, the kavod of a talmid chacham, that's actually higher up on this hierarchy. That's the understanding. So Gemara now says, Amar Rava, pshitali avoda mikra megillah. I understand if it's a clash between the avoda and mikra megillah. So mikra megillah adif. But Mikra Megillah beats out the Avoda, Midi Rabbi Yossi Ber Chanina, that we learned on Amun Aleph, that they were Mevata the Avoda to Mikra Megillah. If it's Talmud Torah versus Mikra Megillah, we say Mikra Megillah is also Adif, Midi Sam Chushu Beis Rabbi, that we said that to the Mevata the Limra Torah to go hear Mikra Megillah. What if it's Talmud Torah versus a Meitz Mitzvah? Which one wins? The person's busy learning and there's a Meitz Mitzvah. What does he have to do? Does he continue to learn and ignore the Meitz Mitzvah? Or does he go to the Meitz Mitzvah? And the Gemara answers Meitz Mitzvah Adif. Mitatani the Brisa says Mivatlina Tamatora Lahotos Mes Ulachnasas Kala. So we see from here clearly in the Brisa that person is Mivatal Torah, and that means if a person wasn't Mivatal Torah, he would never go to a wedding, nor would he ever go to a Levaya. So a person is Mivatal Torah to go to these events. Now Tosis just points out here, we're not talking about Mes Mitzvah Mamish. We're not talking about a person that's no one to bury. So if you look at Tosis writes Mes Mitzvah Aldif, Lav Dafka Mes Mitzvah, not what we typically call Mes Mitzvah. A Mes Mitzvah is an individual, there's no one to bury him. It says, "V'hu hadin l'chol meisim shib olam bevatlan tamal Torah lohotziyam." Whenever there's a levaya, a person has to be bevata from learning to go to escort them to the burial place. El aydi denaket v'samach gavi l'chosu meis mitzvah hachanami naket tamal Torah umeis mitzvah. Because we're about to see meis mitzvah in a different context, so they just use the same term, but it doesn't really mean meis mitzvah dafka as it's used here. So now the Gemara says, "What if it's avoda versus meis mitzvah? Which is better? Are you bevata the avoda to do the meis mitzvah, or you ignore the meis mitzvah to do the avoda?" So the Gemara says, "Meis mitzvah adif." To bury one who, this case, it really means mamish and meis mitzvah. If there's a person who's dead and there's no one to bury him, one would be mevatir the avoda to bury the dead. So how do we know this? Miv lachoso. It says the pasuk lachoso. What's lachoso? It's talking about in Parshas Emor. This is actually by a nazir rather that it says la'aviv limo la'achiv lachoso lo yitama. That a nazir cannot be tamei tumas meis even for his own parents and for his siblings. He's not allowed to lo yitama lehem b'mosam ki nezer elokav arosho. So what do we learn from Lacho? So why does it specify these examples? It should simply say, a Nazir can't be Matame at all. Why does it have to specify for his father, and his mother, and his brother, and his sister? So the Gemara darshans and says, the Tanya, Lacho sematam alomer. Haresha yaholech lishchot es pischo. Lamulas, but no, if a person's going to shech his carbon pesach, or he's going to perform the bris milah of his child, v'shama shemes lames, and he finds out there's a mace, a relative, this is not a mace mitzvah, just stam, a relative dies. Yachol yitama. One might think that the nazir should become tame, or rather this person should become tame and not do the bismillah, not do karban pesach. So Gemara says lo yitama. He's not allowed to. Not true at all. He doesn't have to be tame. So Rashi says amr lo yitama. Kishem shein nazir mevatel nizirusol litame the krov of a kachuze lo yivatem mipischo. Just like a nazir, a person who's a nazir does not become tame for a sibling. So to an individual who is going to perform either bismillah or karban pesach is not mitame for the closest relatives. The Gemara then says that Yachal Kshem Shein Matami Lachoso Kach Ein Matami L'Meis Mitzvah. That just like one is not Matami in these situations for his own sister, maybe if there's a Meis Mitzvah that he passes, he should also not be Matami. And to this, the Gemara says Tamalomer Lachoso. Only to his sister, he's not Matami Lachoso. Who Deinu Matami Avam Matami L'Meis Mitzvah. He sees a Meis Mitzvah, he actually does stop from the Karim Pesach in order to bury the Meis. So we see from this Brisa here that the Meis Mitzvah overrides the Avodah. So now the Gemara has the following last shaila of these different clashes of different mitzvahs. The Gemara says, "Bai Rava Mikra Megillah u'Meis Mitzvah Hei Minay Adav." Which one's better, Meis Mitzvah or Mikra Megillah? On one hand, we have Mikra Megillah's Adav Mishum Pirshu Menisa. We said it was so great that even you're able to override Avoda, and according to the Ran, that Mikra Megillah is only Dirabanan, yet still could override Avoda, which is Diraisa, because Pirshu Menisa is so important. So maybe Mikra Megillah should beat out the Meis Mitzvah. Oh, perhaps Duma Meis Mitzvah Adif Mishim Kavod Abrios. Kavod Abrios is so great, we could even override Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah, as we're about to see. So maybe that should override the Mikra Megillah, which is better, which is more of a concern. To which the Gemara answers, Baser Deboi Hoder Pashta. After they raised the Shaila, then Rava answered the Shaila, Meis Mitzvah Adif Damar Gadol Kavod Abrios Shadoch as Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. So great is Kavod Abrios, so important is the dignity of human beings that it overrides Lo Saseh Shabbat Torah. That's the understanding. So if you look at Rashi, which Lo Saseh, Rashi says it Lo Saseh, Dichsev Lo Suchal Is Alim. A person sees an Aveda, you're not allowed to ignore it. You have to pick it up. And there's an Issa Deraisa to turn away from it. So the Gemara, the Rashi says, Uksiv Misalamta, and since Misalamta means you should turn away. So it implies, Pamim Shata Misalim, sometimes a person Dafka is allowed to ignore an Aveda. When could you ignore a Veda? When can you not? And the example Rashi brings based on the Gemara is Kagon Zakein Venel Fichvodo. If there's an old person, it's beneath his kavod. So the Rav Shech always gives the example if there's an old man walking and there's some undergarments of a lady, for him to pick it up would be completely disrespectful for him to do that. So that would be an example of it's Einol Fichvodo. So we see Kavod Abrios, the dignity, human dignity, overrides a low say Sheba Torah. So certainly it's going to override Mikra Megillah, which at best is a Divrei Kabbalah and not even a low say if one misses it. So then the Gemara says a Gufa. Amr B'Shu Ben Levi, Krach, we saw this in yesterday's daf, that when we have a certain halacha of a city, that city halacha doesn't only apply to the city proper, but all the suburbs around the city that are both visible and also in close proximity. So the Gemara says, Tana, Samach Afa Pishenu Nira. The Baraita elaborates, you can have a city, or a suburb rather, that's nearby, although it's not visible, and you can also have Nira V'Afa Pishenu Samach. You can have that which is visible, but it's not really near. So Bishma, I understand Hechatim's situation near Afa Bishen Osamach. You could be in sight, in vision of the city, but it's not nearby. Mishkachazla could go in the Yasa Barosh Ahar. If the city is on top of a mountain, you could see very far away, even though the suburbs are very distant, but as long as it's nearer, that's included with all the halachas of the big city. El Osamach Afa Bishen Onira, how do you have a situation where it's nearby, but you can't see that little village, that little town? How's that possible? Where do you find such a situation? The question is very simple. It's going to be sitting near a river, down in a valley. You can't see over mountains, or you can't see on top of the hill, on top of the valley. So it might be nearby, but you can't see it. And there would be a situation of samach veinonir. So then the Gemara says another statement of the name of Rabbi Shuben Levi. Amr Rabbi Shuben Levi, krach sheyoshev ulvasof hukaf. If it was first settled, a city, and then after it was settled by the people, they built a wall after the fact, that's nidon kikfar, that's judged like a kfar, like a village. It's not viewed as a walled city. My time, and what's the reason? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, v'ish ki yimchor beis moshave ir choma. So a person builds a city that was surrounded. They sat in a ir choma, which sounds like the ir choma existed before they settled in the city. So shehukaf ulvasov yashav. It was first surrounded by the wall, and then they settled in the city. Velo sheyashav ulvasov hukaf, and not that they settled and built the wall afterwards. So the big discussion here, big machlokas, Rashi tells us, and all of you showing what halacha is this referring to. On one hand, we're talking about Maseches Megillah. You think it's talking about where to read Megillah. Is this called a walled city, or is it called an unwalled city? And that's Rashi's pshat here. It's referring to Mikra. That's Tosef's pshat referring to Mikra Megillah. Rashi says, no, we're invoking a pasuk of Ish ki yimchor beis moshav ir choma, nothing to do with Mikra Megillah. There's no pasuk in the Torah about Mikra Megillah. This is referring to Bati ir choma, which means if a person sells his land or his house in a walled city in Eretz Yisrael, he has 1 year to buy it back. If he buys it back, it's his. If he doesn't buy it back after a year, the purchaser gets it forever. Liom, and even Yovel won't bring it back. If it's an unwalled city, so then he's not allowed to get it back, to buy it back. But when Yovel comes, it returns back to him. So a big difference whether or not you're selling in a walled city versus unwalled city. So Tosa says, Pshat here, I keep it confusing. Rashi says, Pshat here is referring to the Bati Erechama halachas, and Tosa is referring to the halachas of Mikra Megillah. We're just using that pasuk just as a model to what should be the case when it comes to Mikra Megillah. So now the Gemara says, what? It could be. I didn't look into it. It's been a while, but it could be some say for both. I don't remember. So then the Gemara says at the bottom here, last few lines, last six lines of the Amun here, the Gemara says, Rabbi Amr B'Shu Ben Levi, another statement in his name, Krach Shein Ba'asar Batlanim Nidon Kikfar. If there's a city that doesn't have 10 Batlanim, that's called a village. What's Asar Batlanim? So Rashi explains here, Asar Batlanim Shib Batlan Mimlachtan. They're not doing any work. We call Batlan a person who doesn't work. A guy who doesn't learn, let's say. But here, a guy who doesn't work, he's called a batlan. We want 10 guys, a kol of 10 people staying in shul, hopefully learning and davening all day long. The Kadosh Baruch Hu comes to shul, doesn't find 10 people, gets very upset. Now, the way we read Pshat in that book, Gemara, was that if he doesn't find 10 people during davening time, that's when he gets upset. But at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's no tefillah, he doesn't get upset. Rashi says, no, there should be 10 people in the shul all day long learning in a kol. There's a concept of the kol here. Why 10 people? So they explain because the reason why it's considered a kfar versus a krach is that there are two pshatim here. One is that the reason why the people from the village have to go to the cities, the walled cities to hear, is because for batei dinim. So the Miri has a whole calculation. You need 10 people to have a bezdin. three people for Dayanim, you need a guy writing the notes, you need a gabbai, all these different people. If there are less than 10 people, that means you don't have a bezdin. So if there's 10 people, that means it's a bezdin, and you could read on the right day. If there's not 10 people, that means there's no bezdin, which means you have to go to the big cities to hear that to go to the bezdin. That's one shot. The other shot is that the 10 people was for a minyan. That the reason why the kfarim couldn't lane in their cities because not they didn't have a balkar, they had a balkar, but they didn't have a minyan. There's no minyan of people there. So if you had a minyan of 10 people that were always there, that means there was guaranteed a minyan and they were not able to go, didn't have to go to the big cities. But if you did not have 10 people there, that means there was no set minyan and they would have to go to the big cities to get the minyan. So the different reasons why 10 people, asar balanim, was necessary to be defined as a krach versus a kfar. So now we'll do one last piece here. The Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon Levi, krach shecharav ulvasov yashav nidan kikrach. So if a city was destroyed and was rebuilt or is resettled, it's viewed, it's judged as a krach. What does that mean? So the Gemara explains here, Maich Charav, I skipped a lot, I'm sorry here. Back up a second, I'm sorry. Again, Rabbi Shimon Levi, krach she'im ba'asar ba'lanim, nidam kekfar. Maich Masham, what are we learning from this halacha? Tanin, we already know you need 10 people. Ezehi ir gedola, kol she'esh ba'asar ba'lanim, pachat mekan harei kfar zekfar. So the first Mishnah tells us that 10 people is what defines a krach. So how come you need Rabbi Shimon Levi adding on to which the Mishnah already told us? So the Gemara answers, krach itzrech lei, afagab de miklei lei ma'amam. A big city referring to that, let's say a big city, but there are not 10 people, there's no kol of 10 people, there's no set minyan, one would think since there's a constant flow of people because it's a big city and it's a great source of business, so maybe that's going to be considered a krach since the people are always there. Kamash fill on that note, you need 10 people who are always in the shul to be considered a krach. Anything less than that, even though it might be a very populated area, that wouldn't suffice as can be considered a krach. So now the Gemara says, last four lines of the Amud here, that Amir Shimon Levi, krach shecharav ulvasof yashav. You have a city that was destroyed, and then it was resettled, and nidan kekrach, we judge, we view this as a krach. My charvo means it was destroyed. The Gemara says, ilema charvo chamosava yashav in lo yashav lo. If it says that the walls were destroyed, if you sit in it, it's considered, and Rashi says, yashav in shechazar uvahukaf. The walls were destroyed, you resettled it, and then you rebuilt the wall, but if you didn't resettle it, you wouldn't be viewed that way, but can't be true. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer Bar Yossi Omer, Asher Lochoma, Lochoma is a lo with a vav and also with an aleph, no, and also his. What does that mean? Afa pish ein lo achsheva b'hayel lo kodem lachem. So Asher Lochoma doesn't mean it has to have a wall currently, but had to have had a wall once upon a time. So Asher lo with a vav means it has a wall, and even though lam and aleph, there's no wall anymore, but since historically it had a wall, it's actually viewed as a walled city. So we shouldn't really care whether there's a wall or not walled city. So Gemara says, Ela, my charav, shechar me asar ba'ladim. What it means is not charav in terms of the wall, in terms of asar ba'ladim, which means if it lost its asar ba'ladim, then it loses its status as being a krach. If it regains its asar ba'ladim, then it's considered, it's rejudged, it's viewed again as a krach. So let's quickly recap what we did today. We first spoke about the mansbach letters that the tofen would say them, the letters that appear in the beginning versus the end of the word, and then they forgot the history, they forgot this masorah, and then they re-brought it back. Then we spoke about targum unklis, Targum Unklis and Targum Yonason, and Targum Yonason and Ksuvim Hashem didn't let reveal because the hidden secrets of Mashiach were there. And then Targum Unklis did not really create Targum, he just he found it. He rediscovered it. And then we're explained why when the Torah's Targum was revealed, the world didn't shake, because not so many secrets were revealed, but when the Targum of Nevi'im, where secrets are revealed, that's why the world had shook. We spoke about Daniel versus Zechariah Malachi, that they were Nevi'im, but he saw the vision. And then we spoke about the Quran Nevi'im, Yisrael would be Mevatel the Avoda here Mikra Megillah. Rebbe said even Mevatel Torah for Mikra Megillah. And we prove from here, because the Avoda is more Chamer than Torah. So if it's Mevatel Avoda, certainly it's Mevatel Torah. But we brought Yeshua ben Nun, that we see that the Malach came because of the Torah, not because of the Avodah, so Torah was actually greater. And where it says Torah the Rabbim is greater, but Torah the Yachid, Avodah is actually greater. And then we said, even though Torah the Yachid is on the lower part of this totem pole, but when it comes to the Kavod of the Torah the Yachid, that's much higher up, based on the Talmud Chacham, that Ein Moed b'fnei Talmud Chacham if he dies. And then the Gemara said all these different clashes, Avodah versus Mikra Megillah, and we end up saying that Torah and Meis Mitzvah is greater than Torah. We also said that Meis Mitzvah is greater than Avodah as well, based on the story of Lachosa and the person who's going to do the Karban Pesach. And then we said Meis Mitzvah is also even greater than Mikra Megillah. Although Mikra Megillah is Pirsum Anisa, Kavod Brios of Meis Mitzvah is even greater than Pirsum Anisa. And then the few statements of Yishum and Levi, but a krach and all the samach lo, samach veino nira, nir veino samach. And then the case of the krach sheyashu l'sof hukaf, that has to be first walled and then settled to qualify for halachas of a bat erechoma. And then you have to have asar balanim to be considered a krach. And then you have to have that even if you lose asar balanim, then lose its status as being a krach. All right, everyone have a wonderful day.